junior guard Smith, number 23. Number 30, Deontay Lippert. He is a 6'5 senior center. Lippert, number 30. Number 10, Ryan Gibbons. He is a 5'11 junior guard. Gibbons, number 10. Number 21, Kyle Oliver. He is a 6'4 sophomore forward. Oliver, number 21. And Devin Epps, number 15, a 5'10 junior guard. Epps, number 15. Smith, Lippert, Gibbons, Epps, and Oliver, the starting lineup for the Oakland Patriots. Very similar to the starting lineup from last year. I guess, John, exactly the same.
Pretty much, and just a year older. Should be a year tougher. So
I think we'll see a lot of Josh House, Dalton Smith, George Stansberry, and others here tonight. Ricky Dunaway, Josh Smith, Tyler Black, Terrell Gaines, Tariq Hughes. We'll see a lot of them coming up. Oakland sporting some new unis as well this evening. White uniforms, red numbers, red trim down the side, a little it's like diamond emblem with the Patriot O. Jumping center will be Lippert. He will jump against Miller. 6'5 versus 6'1. Oakland with the edge here in the height category, and the ball is going to be run down by Ryan Gibbons. And we're underway. Oakland moving left to right as we see it. Gibbons in the deep baseline near side. Back outside. Lippert turnaround jumper is just off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Perry for the Eagles. Quickly down the floor to Miller. Right wing, Perry has it. Works between the rings. Now got to get rid of the basketball, and certainly 5 seconds has elapsed by now, and it has. Turnover for the Eagles.
That's intense pressure, and Dante Smith leading the way, and boy, they just had nowhere to go with the ball. That's pretty impressive.
Inbounds pass by Kyle Oliver. Gets it down to Epps. Epps in the corner to Gibbons. Fakes the three. Doesn't take it near side. Back to the top of the key and Oliver. Popping out to help is Emmanuel Smith on the far side. Smith back to Gibbons. Stutter steps right wing. Now flips it back out to Oliver. Oliver driving to the baseline. Gives it up to Lippert. And his jumper is no good. A little flat-footed there. But he was wide open. In transition, the Eagles bring it down. Morton drives baseline, gets tangled up, and he travels. That's the first one of the game. Second one of the game, rather.
Full court pressure by Independence.
Gibbons near wing to Epps. He's still in the backcourt. Just underway, no score. We've played a minute, 8 seconds. It's Epps, who gives it off now near side to Emmanuel Smith. He looks to go baseline, nothing there. Top of the key, 4-3. Devin Epps, oh yeah. First bank three to open up the game.
Good ball movement. They had plenty of time to shoot the ball set and put up a good shot.
Cam Miller drives in there amongst the trees, gets double-teamed, misses the shot. Ball goes out of bounds, but last touched by Oakland. Epps couldn't get to it, and Independence well, inbound, far side court at the end of the Oakland bench. Play triggered into Sims. Sims back to Miller. Between the rings to Murray. Now here near side. Far side as they move right to left over to Wharton. Takes a few dribbles, penetrates. Fadeaway jumper from about 10, no good. Good clear out there by Kyle Oliver. Down the floor quickly, finds Emmanuel Smith. Pull-up jumper, no good, just off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Wharton. Wharton down the floor quickly. Stutter steps in the lane. May have walked. Call. Ball loose. And last touch by Oakland.
Oakland a little bit cold from the field early, but have taken some pretty decent shots. Not anything
Sims has it, and the timeout, 30-second timeout by Independence. Didn't like what was going on out there, John?
Well, you don't settle for anything less than the best. That's what I do when I work with my comrade here. Don't settle for anything but the best. Are you ready to cry? The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at Bob Parks Auction. Dot com.
Got a couple of huge scores here, John, to pass along. MTCS 62, Fayetteville 18 in girls play. And the Blackman girls defeat Columbia tonight, 59-56.
Whoa.
That says a lot. I know it's early, but telling you, Columbia is a really good basketball team, and apparently so are the Lady Blaze. Get all of those scores for you. Got most of the girls' games. 3-0 here. Oakland leading. Independence with the basketball. Murray has it. Far side. Pass near side to Sims. He tries the three. It rattles in and out. Rebound right into the lap of Epps. Epps down the floor to Emmanuel Smith. Goes for the dunk. It won't go. And Independence going to get an easy basket here. Wharton waits on the traffic to pass. And he scores the easy basket. Wharton with the first basket of the night for Independence. 3-2, Oakland leads. 5:05 left in the first. Gibbons, dump pass to Oliver. He's at the left wing, now goes back to Gibbons, who was cutting inside, and they threw it away.
Well, Oakland has looked impressive. They just can't get a basket. That time, a little sloppy on the turnover situation, but they're playing very good defense, and that's going to be a big key in any of these games.
Stanberry and Dunaway in for the Oakland Patriots. Sims to Murray. Between the rings, now right side Perry for three. Crawls over the rim, won't go. Rebound in the air and saved by Murray. And now it's going to be run down by Independence. And Emmanuel Smith looked like a wide receiver on that play and actually plowed into the back of Miller. He's going to be called for the foul. First foul on Smith. Independence trails by one.
I think Emmanuel got a late start. I don't know that he knew where that ball was. Looked like he might have had a chance to get that one, but kind of got a slow start on it.
Josh House into the game for Oakland as well. Lucas Luttrell in the game. Fires off the shot, misses it. The rebound, they get it back to him, and now he shoots the three. So that's a great substitution. Three-pointer, and that gives a two-point edge to the Eagles. 4:04. We played half of the first quarter. Right wing, it's House with it. Deeper in the corner. The three fired up, no good. Rebound, and the putback by Kyle Oliver. Dunaway missed the three. Now the ball is tipped, stolen away. Oliver has it. Passes to the right side. Stanberry. Bounces twice, won't go. Rebound tipped up, won't go. Rebound, this one will, for Kyle Oliver. And he never left the floor.
Good job by Oliver. It would have been a shame not to get that basket.
7-5, Oakland up. Driving baseline. Jumper by Perry, no good. Oakland with the ball. Pass goes awry. Oliver wasn't expecting it. Going to be saved by Independence. Into Oakland. Now the three by Josh House. No good. Rebound on the putback. There is a foul and two shots upcoming for Emmanuel Smith.
I don't know. Oakland is dominating the offensive glass, Brian, and it almost like Smith, they weren't even jumping hardly, you know, just trying to tip that ball in. And I was mentioned earlier when we first started this broadcast, Emmanuel Smith has grown. Can you believe that?
Yes.
And it's much more muscular.
Yeah. Free throw up and no good. The first one for Kyle Oliver. Isaiah Igabor in for the Oakland Patriots.
I noticed your sheet was just perfect. No problems with the roster, nothing.
Well,
just mine.
Sometimes it happens that way. Second one is up, and it's good for Oliver. So
could it be sabotage? I mean, could that have been anything?
Never. Never, never. Josh Smith in for Oakland, the sophomore forward. So Oakland is definitely subbing a lot. 8-5, Patriots lead. 3 minutes left in the first.
Want to see as many players as you can early in the season, Brian, to get ready for the district for race. And Mike Wright plays a lot of guys early.
Wharton to Miller. Now Luttrell, top of the key, has it stolen away. Stanberry with a lay-in on the other end. George Stanberry, the senior guard, first year here at Oakland, gets the basket. 10-5, Oakland's doubled up Independence here early. Luttrell, right wing to Murray. Murray burns it underneath. They try to go baseline, cut off there nicely by Oakland. Back out to Murray, who has to reset, giving it to Miller. Into Winstein, and he gets open for the basket underneath. 10-7, Laverne leads Father Ryan at the end of one in boys basketball. Running hook shot by Stanberry will not go. Rebound, Murray in transition, two on one. They threw it away. Can Oakland get to it and save it? They can't. Now underneath, waiting on the traffic to pass is Murray, and he gets the easy lay-in. Kind of got Josh House in the air. Driving baseline. Shot up. No good by Igabor. Independence with the rebound. Wharton drives baseline. Scoop shot. Oh, yeah. That's pretty. And after Oakland took a 10-5 lead, nice run here by Independence to cut it to one with a minute 20 to go.
A lot of similarity with the girls' game. You know, Independence came fighting back.
Stanberry just drives in and out of traffic to the foul line. One more step in and then gets a basket. Floating jumper down on the other end. Quickly down Lucas Luttrell gets the two-point play. And we've got a 30-second timeout. Oakland as they trail 13-12. 107 left in the first on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. Two or three skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun!
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Pet Sports on WGNS brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Oakland with the basketball. Lippert here on the near wing. They're moving left to right as we see it. Driving in the lane, and Epps kicks it back out. Oakland resets. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Tariq Hughes in the game. He gives it over for the three. No, just 2 points for Devin Epps. 14-13 Oakland, 31 seconds for Independence, and a double dribble. Turnover for the Eagles, that's four. So that timeout by Mike Wright lit a fire under the Oakland Pats.
Well, I don't think he was happy they didn't get back on defense on that last call, and maybe even overplaying defense just a little bit and trying to get them to calm down a little bit, just play good, solid defense and take good shots.
Gibbons down the floor. Gives it up to Epps. Turning in the lane. Off the right block. No good. In and out is the basket by Dante Lippert. Independence to Luttrell for three in the corner. Bounces once. Won't go. Ball batted in the air. Oakland's got 9 seconds. Epps may not give it up. He does to Gibbons for three from the corner. Just a little short. Lippert got to go back up with it. Shovels it back out. Now to Gibbons. Top of the key. Took two. One pass too many at the end of the first. It's 14-13. Pats leading the Eagles.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and RingCentral. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Pet Sports on WGNS brought to you by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bullen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Halftime score, MTCS Cougars leading Fayetteville 27-17 and Laverne 22, Father Ryan 18. Halftime scores in boys action on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 5 second call as Independence has turned it over. That was Braden Anderson who's checked into the game. Good defense there by Gibbons. 14-13 Patriots lead just underway here in the second quarter. Devin Epps to Lippert. Drives, nothing there. Now back to Kyle Oliver. In the corner, Emmanuel Smith drives, finds Lippert open, fakes, goes baseline, crawls over the rim, but he's hammered. That's a nice move there by Dante. Got it to the rim, but it crawled over.
Well, it made a nice move and a good feed over there. I think it was Emmanuel Smith that dished off the ball to him. Then he just took it baseline, and the only thing they could do was foul.
Lippert, his first basket of the game, comes at the foul line. Two dribbles, the spin of the basketball, another two, another spin. Shot it and got it. 16-13. Oakland up. Anderson looking down the floor, passes back out front, finds Weinstein. Weinstein between the rings, now back here near side to Croft, who's in the game. Jumper up, no good, badly missed by Stripling, who's also in. Oakland in transition, now they slow it down a bit. To Epps in the corner to Gibbons, goes baseline, burns it inside. Gives it off to Smith, misses the pull-up jumper from about eight. Down the near sideline come the Eagles. Anderson takes it far side now in front of the Oakland bench. Looking at a double team, Gibbons gets his hand on it, and it's thrown away by Independence. Epps, long pass up to Smith, bounce pass inside. And the shot by Oliver missed, but now Emmanuel on the rebound, cans one from the free throw line. Oakland 18, Independence 13.
Starting to make a little move here, Brian, especially on the boards.
Weinstein, far side, the shot by Croft, no good. You're a little cold from the field. This three, and it's no good. And Gibbons comes away with it for Oakland, feeds down low, off the glass. Can't finish the shot. Kyle Oliver and the Eagles down the floor quickly. Underneath, shot rolls three times around the rim and falls for Weinstein. And plus one.
Haven't been able to finish baskets down underneath the rim, Brian. And just kind of keeping them in it. They cut it back to three again and a chance to cut it to two. Wholesale changes here for everybody.
Oakland brings in a fresh five. Mike Wright makes my stat sheet look like a rainbow.
Oh.
Weinstein. Couple of dribbles. Bend to the knee. The plus one in the air, and this one rattles out. Won't go. Rebound. Oakland's Ricky Dunaway. Dunaway to Stanberry. His jumper is a little short. Rebound by the Pats. Igabor drives baseline, missed it, goes up, stripped of it. And here comes Wharton. Wharton in traffic, going to be tripped up. And we'll check the foul for the Patriots. It's going to be on Josh Smith, the sophomore, his first foul. And as tradition would have it, I've missed two fouls so far. In a game that's only had five, so go figure.
You haven't got your A game yet. I mean,
for that particular stat, I don't know that I've ever had my A game. I don't know what it is. 18-15 Oakland, Independence drives. underneath the basket. Perry gets open for the two-footer.
A nice assist by Wharton down there. Saw him open in the lane.
And Independence has once again come charging back. Oakland leads by one. It's Josh Smith, floating jumper from the left side, kind of hooking it up there, Josh Smith.
Pretty shot, released it at just the right point.
Patriots lead by three, now on the other end. In transition, it's Ricky Dunaway, who's going to get tagged with the foul. It's going to be out of bounds on the near baseline.
Pretty good luxury Mike Wright has that he can put in five complete different players that have all played. He played a lot of guys last year. It's going to pay off dividends for him this year, I think.
Tariq Hughes, sophomore, comes in. Plus, he's got that great freshman class coming in as well, like Tariq Hughes. Inbound, stolen away. Oakland has it. Bounce pass to the near side. Now back out front to Stanberry. Right wing, the three is in the air. It is no good by Josh House. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Independence. Stanberry to inbound. Does so to House. House drives to the right block. Nothing there. Gives it up inside to Hughes. Tariq missed the shot. Rebound. Wharton drives the lane. Going to be fouled on the way up. We'll check the foul. Wharton has 4 points on the night thus far. Foul is on Isaiah Igabor, the sophomore guard. First toss off the left side of the rim by Wharton, a 6'1 junior. Vic Wharton at the line again. Manuel Smith is back in for Igabor. Second shot is up and good. Kind of a line drive free throw there. Lippert and also Oliver back in, John.
They've only been to the free throw line twice. Oakland only four. 3 of 4 for Oakland. 1 of 2 for Independence. Still a very close game.
2-point lead by the Patriots as they try to inbound. It's knocked back out of bounds by Independence. Far corner where they're inbounding it. Baseline. And the ball's going to be thrown away. 4 turnovers for the Pats. Shot by Perry, which would have given him the lead. No good. Rebound, House. House to Stanberry. Great bounce pass underneath. Lost control of it, however. And Independence steals the ball. Perry to Wharton near wing. 4:11 to play. Oakland by two. In the corner is Miller. Drives baseline. Off the glass. No good.
Two chances to tie it up and haven't been able to convert.
Lippert cleans the board. Down the other end, the three. Oh, my. Dante Lippert from outside. The first back three.
Almost flat-footed, Brian. Just puts it up there soft and easy.
23-18. Driving baseline is Wharton. He's going to draw the foul. He's a tough customer.
Boy, he sure does. He's not scared to go up there and I think his sister's a pretty tough customer for the girls' team, too. She looked really good tonight, and he's done a good job of penetrating, kind of getting some of these Oakland Patriots and some fouls.
That's Emmanuel Smith's second foul. First toss is up and no good by Wharton. The next Oakland foul will put Independence at the line for 1-1. Wharton set with himself for missing.
Well, he's not converting.
Free throws, yeah.
Yeah.
Second one, he eyes it, shot it, and got it. It's for Vic Wharton. 4 point, 3-4 play in the first half. No look to Lippert. Now near side to Devin Epps. Epps from about 10. Feed down low to Lippert. What a great give and go there. That was pretty.
I don't even know how he saw it.
No look pass in the paint. Double teamed, and Lippert gets the two, 25-19.
I think this is a really important 3 minutes and 14 seconds in this game right here.
Passes high to Murray, pulls it in. Now a three-pointer by Perry. He's open, missed the shot. It bounds over the backboard and will be Oakland basketball. 22-18, Laverne leads Father Ryan at the half. Riverdale 23, Lawrence County 21 at halftime. All of these boys' games. Ball goes out of bounds. Smyrna leads Tullahoma 28-18 at halftime. And it's 31-27 MTCS over Fayetteville. That one's in the third. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Long pass down the floor is going to be batted away. A good inbounds play for the Oakland Patriots. Driving the lane. Perry has a shot blocked partially. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Oakland, obviously, so Wharton will inbound on the far baseline. They trail by six. Lob pass into Miller. And he's going to work between the circles. Brings it to the near side. They're moving right to left. Pass in the corner. Three-pointer is up by Perry and swish.
Kept thinking he was going to hit eventually, and that was a pretty shot.
Three-point lead for Oakland. Running the baseline, they get it in. Epps down the floor and crosses the timeline now. 3.5, make that 2.5 to play. Lippert, right wing. Back to Givens, top of the key. On the far side, now a fake. Oliver drives, now comes back to the foul line, lets it rip, and it's good. Well, fake sold that one.
Yeah, and he did a good job of just putting it up nice and easy. Didn't try to do too much.
Wharton drives, pull-up jumper, rolls around and through. Wharton now with 8 points. Four in both quarters. Independence not going away quietly. Givens down the floor, kind of skates across. Givens, jump pass, outside, now inside to Emmanuel Smith, has it partially blocked. Miller, down the floor, driving the lane is Weinstein, and he connects. So Independence back within one. Oakland had a 6-point lead just seconds ago. Epps drives, pull-up jumper, yes, sir.
He really protected the basketball there, kind of shooting it back from his hip, and no way you can block that shot.
29-26, Oakland. Minute 24 to go in the first half. Out front, Weinstein. In the corner to Wharton. Nothing there for him. Now goes baseline against Lippert. Lippert blocks it, puts it back up. He misses that. Weinstein, far side, misses that shot. And the rebound pulled down by Kyle Oliver. Oliver going to bring it down the floor. Bounce pass to Emmanuel Smith, right wing to Lippert inside. Turn, spin, shoots. With one hand, it's good. Dante Lippert. Oakland has had an answer each time to the Independence run. Bounce pass underneath, driving, blocked by Lippert. Long pass, Smith down the floor. Ryan Givens with the layup, missed it. And Givens was out of bounds, but I think they called a foul first.
Well, he did step out of bounds. He caught the ball out of bounds, but I don't know that they did give a foul. I think he was out of bounds. And Brian, that was a golden opportunity missed there by the Oakland Patriots. They have a great block down on the other end. Got to get two there.
They did not flash a foul on the board. Givens was just out of bounds when he caught the rebound that was tipped to him. Putting pressure on Miller in the backcourt. He gets it down. 30 seconds to go. Oakland did make some changes. Weinstein passes outside. Now the pull-up jumper, no good by Sims. Oakland with the rebound. Igabor with 17 to Stanberry now. 15 seconds as he crosses the timeline. Stanberry with 10 going to work now. Lost the ball momentarily. Now passes right side to Dunaway with 5 seconds with four. And he finds Stanberry for three. No good off the back of the rim. And that's the end of the first half of play. With the Oakland Patriots leading the Eagles of Independence 31-26. You're listening to State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS AM/FM. Brought to you by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro. Here on WGNS AM/FM. And online at WGNSradio.com. We will return here in a couple of moments.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. no long lines, and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden, on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready, whenever you want it. It's hot.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Servicing Murfreesboro for over 10 years, Olympus is confident that we can get you in the best shape of your life. An all-inclusive membership, just $14.99 a month, offering free childcare, free group exercise, free tanning, and free personal training. Drop by any of our 4 locations and see one of our friendly staff members today.
Visit Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Hey, welcome back. John Dingus here with you at halftime as the Oakland boys are winning over the Independence Eagles 31-26 here at halftime. And looking at some other scores quickly that we have so far on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. In girls action tonight, Oakland defeated Independence 54-34. Blackman girls defeated Columbia 59-56, an impressive win there. Smyrna defeated Tullahoma 57-49. Middle Tennessee Christian School all over Fayetteville 62-18, and Riverdale over Lawrence County 102-39 tonight in girls play. Want to go over the offensive stats tonight in this boys game, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. For the Independence Eagles, Vic Wharton leads everybody for Independence with 8 points. Josh Murray has 2. Trent Perry with 5. Zach Weinstein with 6. Lucas Luttrell has 5 and a couple of threes in there for the Eagles. For the Oakland Patriots, Emmanuel Smith with 2. Dante Lippert leads the Oakland Patriots with 9 points, including a first bank three in there. George Stanberry has 4. Devin Epps with 7 and a first bank three. Kyle Oliver with 7. And Josh Smith coming off the bench for 2 for Oakland. The team stats look like this. Oakland out-rebounded Independence 16-12. The shooting is pretty similar and very close. 13 of 33 for Oakland for 39%. They had 2 first bank threes. Independence shot 11 of 26 for 41%. They had 2 threes as well. Shooting from the free throw line, 3 of 4 for 75% for Oakland. 2 of 4, 50% for Independence. Turnovers, dead even, 6 and 6. 5-point lead for the Oakland Patriots here at halftime. Our stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG's Sporting Goods. And don't forget now, this Friday night, we will have State Farm Prep Basketball. It will be Lawrence County at Blackman. We'll be over in Blaze Country on Friday night. And that game, the pregame, will start at 5:45 now, the new times for everybody. 5:45 for the pregame and 6 o'clock for the tip-off. That will be this Friday night. Also, Thursday night, we have MTSU men at Louisiana Lafayette in basketball. And the Lady Raiders play Wednesday night
That's tomorrow night at 5:30. So there'll be the Lady Raiders at UT. That should be a good one. That'll start at 5:30 on Wednesday. That's a look at our halftime. It's 31-26. The Oakland boys are leading Independence here. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the second half of action for you right here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Stay with us.
The time is now.
A court-ordered auction, Thursday, November 29th at 4 p.m. in Murfreesboro. A two-bedroom home in the downtown area, which is a good investment property, will be auctioned off at 506 North Church Street. Again, that's right here in the heart of Murfreesboro, 506 North Church, auction Thursday, November 29th at 4 p.m. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
From Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm going to be there, too. I'll be there in Allgood, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the InterSource pregame show, and coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. All brought to you by State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, bringing you Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Let's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Barnes Home and Garden. We're about ready to get started with the second half. And here to bring you the play-by-play in the second half is my good friend, Brian Barrett.
Thank you, good friend, John Dinkins. And Oakland has the ball to start the second half. Turnaround jumper by Deontay Lippert. Crawls over the rim and is good. Starting lineup is Smith, Lippert, Gibbons, Epps, and Oliver for the Oakland Patriots. And it's Miller, Perry, Murray, Wharton, and Sims, yes, for Independence. Jumper by Murray crawls over the rim, and this one goes as well. So we've traded buckets here. The starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. Independence has stolen the ball. Layup on the other end by Cam Miller, his first basket of the night after the seventh Oakland Patriot turnover. And Oakland's lead cut to three. And Oakland has to take a timeout. Couldn't get the ball inbounds, and we will keep it right here for a 30-second message from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction Company. 30-second
timeout. John? Yes, Brian? From presidential, commercial, farms to land. Farms to land, I like that. The elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. I've noticed that you're also changing. It's one time it's Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, and Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. You're really driving me crazy here, you know.
Well, that's part of the plan.
Drive me crazy or?
No.
No.
To alternate.
Yeah, oh, okay, it's fair. Kind of fairness kind of
fair thing. And balanced.
Well, that's what I like, John Dingens and Brian Barrett. I think that sounds good.
I don't like it very much.
I never hear it on any of the promos, though. It's always Brian Barrett.
Well, B comes before D.
So.
It just works out.
Yeah, it works out just like those stats and rosters, don't they?
Inbounds, driving layup is good by Kyle Oliver. You do what you got to do. 35-30, Oakland with a five-point edge. And Siegel, by the way, leads 37-25 at halftime over Lebanon on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Wharton tries the three, badly missed here from the near wing, and Oakland with the rebound. Oliver gives it up to Smith. Smith has thrown it away. Long pass, Wharton, layup, yes. Wide open layup for Wharton.
They have converted a lot on turnover. Oakland's only committed eight, but seems like every time they commit one, it results in an Independence basket.
The two here in this half, and now Independence has stolen it again. Wharton waited on traffic and scored.
Nine turnovers, another basket.
The three turnovers in this quarter, they've gotten 2 points out of it, and only a one-point Oakland lead, but that's going to change as Dante Lippert slams it home.
Beat the press that time. Lippert made him pay for it.
Dante Lippert puts Oakland up 37-34. On the drive, shot is missed by Deion Sims, but he is fouled. We'll check that out. Foul is on Gibbons. It's his first and the first of the second half. Stanberry coming in after this free throw by Deion Sims, who has been scoreless to this point as the first one falls through. Back to the line for Sims. Spin of the basketball. The left-handed shoots it, and it goes through. Converted both of those. Long pass. Lippert up with it. Foul line. No look to Gibbons. What a beautiful play. Ryan Gibbons trailing and gets the deuce.
Very unselfish by Lippert there. He had a number. He actually could have put it on himself, but made sure by passing it off that it was a sure basket.
That is a move that Lippert doesn't make last year. I haven't seen that.
Probably he goes up on his own.
Right.
Doesn't pass it off. Just out of young mistakes.
Speaking of mistakes, Weinstein gets free. Goes right side. Puts up the one-handed hook shot for the basket. Oakland by one. Givens in the backcourt. Lob down low. Saved by Independence. Another turnover. Long pass up. Wharton drives the lane. Shoots and scores. Turnovers are killing Oakland right now. And they are now trailing by one. They're not letting Lippert get open on that pass again because they've scored. Oakland scored twice on that. Stanberry in the backcourt. To right, left wing, Emmanuel Smith. They're moving right to left. Givens fakes the three, now pulls up for the long two, crawls over the rim. Rebound taken away by Weinstein. Down the left sideline, Wharton turns and spins. Pull-up jumper is no good. Shot that one off balance. Stanberry down the lane, drives, pull-up jumper, no good. Too hard off the back of the rim. Lippert runs down the loose ball and then out of bounds off of Independence.
That was a pretty good hustle. They kind of went to the bleachers. And good break for Oakland. They get the ball back. Chance to regain the lead here.
Oakland will inbound. Near side court. To Smith, deep in the left corner. Now Stanberry for three. Crawls over the rim, no good. Rebound. Ricky Dunaway drives in, shoots off the glass. It's good. Dunaway. First basket for Ricky. Oakland back up by one now. 4:22 left in the third. Left wing is Sims. Sims gives it off deeper in the left corner to Miller. Now flips it back out to Perry, who shoots the tray. It's no good. Rebound, Smith. Emmanuel to Stanberry. Stanberry deep in the near side to Hughes, and Tariq loses it out of bounds. Another Oakland turnover, and these are mounting here in the second half.
Yeah, I think Hughes kind of lost his footing a little bit there and wasn't able to retrieve it.
It will be Independence basketball. A lob. Miller, and now a foul on Tariq Hughes, and Oakland fans think he got there, and it was a charge. A bang-bang play. The official calls the foul on Tariq.
Well, I'm thinking he was a little late there. I think he just didn't like I say, he didn't sell it. You know, he got there and he fell back, but he wasn't square with him, with the body of the Independence player. I don't. It just didn't look like it to me.
You do have to be a salesman a little bit on the charge,
yeah.
Don't you? Independence basketball. Oakland with two team fouls. Have not really come out full steam ahead here. Now a foul away from the basketball in the paint. They're going to call this one on Tariq Hughes, and that's going to be two in a row for him. Have no idea what that was about. We were watching the action in the front court.
I think they're trying to set screens down low, and I think he kind of got in the way of that screen and got called for a foul.
Wharton inbounds to Perry for three. This one will not fall. Rebound Dunaway. Dunaway to Stanberry. Drives the lane. Shot won't go, but he's fouled. So Stanberry going to the charity stripe. Foul is on Perry. His first foul and the first team foul. Stanberry at the charity stripe. Shot it. Got it. Stanberry with five, his first points of the second half. Puts Oakland up by two. The second one fairly tickles the twines. This one is good as well. Stanberry with six. 43-40. Oakland by three. 3:40 to play in the third. And Wharton lost the ball out of bounds because of the tremendous pressure being put on by Devin Epps. And now a technical.
Wharton said something to the official after that ball went out of bounds. He looked shocked, but he did say something. I don't know what he said. But.
Well, whatever he said, the official didn't like.
That's kind of huge, too, because it's the shot and the ball.
Josh House is shooting the technical foul. First one is good. It's his first basket of the night. Nine Oakland Patriots have scored tonight. Second one won't fall. 4-point Oakland lead. They get the basketball. Technical fouls and intentional fouls can certainly swing a tight game. Oakland didn't take full advantage of it, but they have an opportunity here in one possession to swing it by as many as 4 points, but don't because they turn it over. That's 12 turnovers for Oakland. Luttrell in the corner for the three, no good. Rebound Independence. Luttrell again, same spot. This three rattles out. High for the rebound is Kyle Oliver. And now a reach-in foul. No, they say Oakland traveled. And I don't have whoever That is. I do have it. It's Kendall Wellborn, sophomore. And he traveled with the ball.
Had a big opportunity. We didn't really take advantage of that as much as we could have.
In the lane, Oakland has stolen it away. Emmanuel Smith, and now Latrell fouls. Play getting a bit ragged. That's his second foul. Thankfully, we've got John Rice across the way to keep us updated on a lot of this information. Epps drives, doesn't give it up. Four-footer, no good. But Ricky Dunaway there to pick up the garbage.
He's had a couple of big rebounds there to put it back in for him.
Oakland by six. There will be another Independence run.
When you're as big as Ricky Dunaway, if you just hang around the basket, good things are going to happen for you.
That's true. He has a tall drink of water. Wharton drives. He's going to lose the ball and last touched by Oakland.
And Wharton getting a little frustrated, I think. A lot of contact being made down underneath there.
Lippert comes back in and Givens back in. On the inbounds, wide open, Cam Miller.
Great pass by Wharton.
Kind of caught Oakland asleep there. 46-42, four-point Oakland lead. Emmanuel Smith, bring it down the floor. Email to Givens in the corner for three off the side of the rim. Rebound, Perry. Perry to Latrell. Latrell, foul line, dumps it back outside to Miller. Now right wing, Perry drives. Foul line jumper, good. Circled the drain there with that one. 46-42, under 2 minutes to play, and now over and back. Threw it into the backcourt. They say it was touched by Independence, but I don't think so. Well, Mike Wright says it's not right, and he's very convinced, so he may be right. I wouldn't argue with Mike.
Mike Wright?
Mike's always right, isn't he? Independence. I knew that where was a basket that wasn't counted. It's 46-44.
Right. 46-44.
Independence could tie with a two, take a lead with a three. They do get it underneath. Shot put up, no good by Anderson.
Anderson doesn't put it on the floor. He's probably got two there.
Lippert in the far corner. They're moving right to left as we see it. On the pool end here at Oakland, turning, spinning. In the lane, kicks it back out. Lippert for three. This one big, but no good. It's off the side of the rim. Independence in the corner for the lead, and this one falls over. Will not go by Perry, but they got the rebound. Stolen away by Emmanuel Smith. Smith, long pass up to Givens. Givens, stutter steps, now brings it back out. Head fake by Emmanuel Smith. Now to Lippert, driving baseline. He's fouled. Dante Lippert was not shooting on that foul. So it'll be out of bounds.
I think if you let him go, he had backdoor help. He'd have been trapped under there, but Independence chose to foul. Kind of got him out of a jam.
Inbounds to Oliver. Missed the shot. Rebound. Tipped around. Latrell comes away with it. Long pass up. Finds Perry. Perry drives the lane and travels.
Well, that was a good call. Because he definitely took some steps.
Oakland subbing. Dunaway. Stanberry, they say, can't come in yet. George will wait. Dunaway, got to get it in, got to get it in, and there's 5 seconds. Oakland turnover. That's happened to them a couple of times tonight. That's the 15th turnover, by the way.
They had six at half.
So it has not been a good second half.
Third quarter, and we're just the third quarter here.
Yeah. Inbounds, fadeaway, three, no good by Perry. Rebound by Lippert.
Shot.
That's a hard shot, you know, 4 or 5 footer.
Yeah, with somebody's hand in your face. Ricky Dunaway, that big reach of his.
Oakland leads by two. They have the ball with 23 seconds left in the third. Lippert, about 20 feet out on the right wing. Gives it up to Stanberry with 15 seconds. Oakland resets, probably going for one here. And they are with 10 seconds. Stanberry with 9, with 8, with 7, with 6 now. 5, he's going to go one-on-one. 4, and with 3 seconds, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up, won't fall for Emmanuel Smith. And that's the end of the third. We've got us a good one going here at Randy King Gymnasium. Oakland leads 46-44 as we go to the fourth on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource, and we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you gotta go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part tonight by Gil's Ace Hardware, the helpful place, brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the game. Sign up at WGNSradio.com and stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gil's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457.
Wharton drives in the lane, five-footer, no good. Well short, long pass up. Stanberry may have a lay-in and misses it because he is fouled. Jennings and Ears Funeral Home scoreboard final, 57-55. Middle Tennessee Christian School drops one to Fayetteville, 57-55. They banked in a shot in a tie ball game with 2.4 seconds left to get the win. Stanberry misses the first of two. Smyrna leads 48-31 at Tullahoma in boys basketball on their Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Second one for Stanberry is good. Oakland by three. Just underway here in the fourth. Wharton drives, stumbles, now picks up some steam. Goes in untouched. Wharton with 16 points. Now driving the other way. Stanberry draws the foul. It's been the Stanberry and Wharton show to open up the fourth period.
Stanberry with some pretty big free throws coming up early in this fourth quarter. Everything's going to count now. This game is extremely close, so every free throw going to be big.
Blackman was leading Columbia 42-8 at halftime in boys basketball. 42-8. And let's see. 52-35, Stars leading Lebanon to start the fourth quarter. So it looks like Siegel having their way, at least at this point, with the Lebanon Blue Devils. At the foul line, Stanberry, first one, short. He will have another. Josh Murray to check in, and he does. He comes in for Perry. I don't mind seeing Perry over there. Pretty good shooter. 7 points for him tonight. Sackowin does fall for George Stanberry. ...48-46. Oakland by two. Wharton loses the ball. Picks it up. Now gives it up left wing to Murray. Now Murray's going to have to give it over to Wharton, who drives baseline. Glides in there. Missed the shot. Rebound pulled down by Ricky Dunaway. Dunaway to Stanberry. Stutter step. Tries to pass inside. Can't find Emmanuel Smith. Shot up. Missed by Oliver. Missed again after the tip in. And now a slap foul going to be called on Kyle Oliver. Oakland missed a couple of opportunities that were huge right there.
Well, it's a turnaround. You know, you had a
have a chance to pick up two now. You've got to turn around a 4 points here, 4 point swing.
.652 and counting here in the fourth. 2 point ball game. Oakland leads. Independence could tie on this possession. In the corner, take the lead with this three-pointer and missed it. Wharton couldn't connect there. Rebound Dunaway, out the pass to Stanberry, straight away. Jumper, no good from the foul line. Rebound Oliver. Oliver brings it back out to the far wing. Lob pass underneath Givens. Has to try to save it and does, but in to Independence. Transition, they have the numbers. Sims with the jumper, missed it. Stanberry, straight away, drives from the right block now, goes up, blocked. Rebound, Murray. Long pass up, finds Wharton, layup, missed that. Rebound, Sims, going to get the basket after Miller pulled down the rebound, and we're tied at 48. Manuel Smith from the foul line, burns it underneath, Dunaway. Jumper from eight, no good. Rebound putback, won't go for Oliver. He gets tangled up, goes down. Loose ball, Wharton going to have a lay-in on the other end as Independence takes the lead. And we've got timeout on the floor, 18 points for Wharton. It's 50-48, Independence leads Oakland on State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. I want to thank Rafferty Cleary back at the station for doing a great job on the board tonight.
Got some new scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Laverne Boys a 48-43 winner over Father Ryan. We've got lots of scores we'll pass along in the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show, so if you'll stay with us for that. Oakland trails by two. They have the ball. Givens tries to feed inside. Murray has stolen it away. And now a foul. No, they say Independence lost the ball out of bounds. Players did collide. But the official says it was out of bounds first before the foul. Oakland to toss it in. Tariq Hughes in the game for Oakland. To Devin Epps, who's going to bring it up the floor. Oakland needs a two to tie or a three to take a one-point lead. Tariq Hughes feeds down low to Lippert. He's going to be fouled, I think, by Zach Weinstein. We'll see. It's going to be one and one, and big free throws upcoming here. And it is Weinstein. Lippert hits them both. We'll be tied. No pressure, Dante. First one is good. .14 points, the leading scorer for Oakland, Dante Lippert. He eyes the rack, shot it. Got it. We're tied. 15 for him, tied at 50-50. Perry walks it down. Perry over far side to Sims. Dribbles around. Gives it off straight away to Weinstein. They're moving left to right. Ball blocked. The pass blocked by Lippert. He asked for a guard to come help, and that's what happens. And Coach Mike Wright calls the play. Epps finds Lippert far wing. Now to Givens. Back to Epps. Tied at 50. Right side, Givens. Backs out to the three-point arc. Back to Epps. Down low. Lippert Jumper, no good. Rebound, put back. Yes, it counts off the left block. Tariq Hughes. And Oakland regains the lead, 52-50.
Kid did a good job there on that weak side on the boards.
Deion Sims, foul line jumper. This one is up, bounces three times and falls. Independence is not going away, folks. Tied at 52, 4 minutes to play. Givens in the corner. Fakes the three, doesn't take it. Bounce pass into Lippert, into triple team coverage. But now there's a travel. Murray couldn't get it out of there, and you got to credit Oakland's defense there. Once they lost the ball, John, they kind of tied it up a bit.
Well, they've got 18 turnovers, and now you're in a dogfight. 4 minutes to go in the game. Every kind of hustle play like that is going to be big now from here on in.
Josh House will inbound in front of the Oakland bench. Far sideline. Lob. And into the hands of Independence. Oakland's had trouble on those inbounds plays tonight. That's at least three that I can recall that have resulted in turnovers. Miller in the paint. Six-footer off the glass. It's good. And it's 54-52 Independence. 3.5 to play. Oakland in a dogfight here with the Eagles. Out front, Emmanuel Smith. Near wing, now the lob back in to Smith. Turning, spinning, shooting, scoring Emmanuel Smith.
Well, I love it when he does that. He's so smooth at that. He doesn't do enough of it.
Tied at 54. Bounce pass to Cam Miller. Miller back to Murray, top of the key. Finds Weinstein. Weinstein to Perry, who's at the foul line. Now backs up. Top of the key to Wharton, left wing. They're moving left to right. Wharton drives. They clear a lane for him, and he's going to be tripped up by Kyle Oliver.
They kind of just run a little isolation. They've done it all night. And Warren has one option. He'll either drive in and put it up himself or dish off at that guy coming down the baseline. Pretty hard to stop when you're that quick.
Got a new final in boys basketball. I'll share with you here in just a moment. Pull-up jumper. No good. By Miller. Long rebound. Down to Lippert, off the glass, cannot get that to fall, but he's going to go to the foul line. Lawrence County defeats Riverdale by a final of 53-43 tonight in boys play. 53-43. Riverdale loses by 10 to Lawrence County. Lippert hits the first free throw to break this 54 all tie. 16 points for Dante Lippert. He's got another one. Shot it and got it. 17 for big number 30.
Got to have a stop here.
Oakland leads by two, 56-54. 2.5 to go in the game. Wharton has it right wing. Backs it back out. Goes one-on-one with Epps. Lost the ball. They're going to call an Oakland foul on Devin Epps. That is the sixth team foul. He was shooting. But what that means is we're in the 1-1. Both teams now the rest of the way. Wharton with 19 points could get 20 if he hits this one after he hit the first. And with that 20th point would tie this ball game up. He eyes the rack, shot it, got it, we're tied. 20 points for Wharton. 2:22 to go. Stanberry bringing it down the floor. Calls the plays, he crosses the timeline now. Pass near side to Emmanuel Smith. Bounce pass. They get it into Oliver. Drives the lane. Shot won't go, but he's hacked and fouled. Kyle going to go to the foul line.
Well, there have been a lot of shots taken in this game tonight. 58 for Oakland. 53 for Independence.
And I must say, not a lot of them have fallen.
Oliver, the first one rattles out. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Finals on the scoreboard. Blackman 70, Columbia 16. So Blackman remains undefeated, 70-16. And Smyrna defeats Tullahoma on the road, 56-40. Those scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The second one falls for Kyle Oliver. The lead for Oakland is one. We have been trading baskets and have been tied the last couple of minutes. That's not the case now and won't be. We're going to trade baskets here in the last 2 minutes. Wharton drives, goes baseline. He's going to be fouled and going to have to earn this from the foul line.
Got a great, quick first move to the basket. And you have really, I think Mike Wright's tried 3 or 4 different people, and Gibbons seems to be doing a pretty decent job of it, but picking up fouls is another thing that he does, draws them.
That is the second foul on Gibbons. He goes to the bench and replaced by Epps. One with Tyus, and Wharton gets that one. Now he could give his team a 1-point advantage. One quick dribble, one spin. Shot it, got it. Wharton is one cool customer. 22 points for the junior. Emmanuel Smith brings it up the floor. Patriots trail by one. Smith gets free, drives, and lost the ball momentarily. That cost him a basket. But Miller fouls.
Kind of caught a break, Brian, because he did get fouled because he was almost too far under to do anything with it.
Well, he lost the dribble, and that took him too far under. And then Miller fouled. So Emmanuel Smith with a couple of free throws. He toes the line. First one is no good. Remember, Oakland trails by one here with a minute 42 to go in the game. Stanberry out, Gibbons back in. Gibbons back in. Emmanuel Smith to tie it up. Missed it. No, it rolls through. I thought it was too hard. Emmanuel Smith with 5. We're tied at 58. Miller works the far sideline. Back to Wharton, who has been a thorn in the side tonight of the Patriots. Minute and a half to go, tie game. Wharton, they really backed him out, tries to use a pick, can't get free, and now Independence timeout, which we will take as well. Tie ball game, 58 apiece. We'll be right back.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings & Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Red Sports brought to you in part by Intersource and the 24-second shot clock. Be sure to sign up to win $10,000, $5,000 for you and $5,000 for your school. Details and sign-up information online at WGNSradio.com.
Very soon.
And Intersource.co. It's coming, isn't it?
Yep, coming in January. Inbounds. Wharton in the corner, trapped. We've got an Independence timeout. We'll take one as well. 58-58 with a minute 13 to go when we come back.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Fred Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer.
Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. Also brought to you by Prentice Awesome Heating and Air, who does the postgame show as well. Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Print Works, and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. It's starting to get late. I'm starting to get a little weary.
New girl score, Siegel 53, Lebanon 46 tonight on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. We'll have a complete recap of the postgame show. Here, tie ball game, Independence basketball. A minute eight to go. Pass to Weinstein in the corner for three, fadeaway style, and it's good by Trenton Perry. That is a huge three-pointer. 61-58, Independence. Now Oakland's got some work to do. Gibbons fakes the three, doesn't take it. They do get it inside. Oliver drives. Oliver, offensive foul. Through an elbow.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He was trying to make a move, but he kind of showed that elbow out. And I think Mike Wright doesn't agree with that, but I believe at this point that really was a good call. We had a good vantage point from our... You agree?
I do. I think it is. We'll take a break here. 61-58. Oakland trails Independence with 50 seconds to go.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. And if you have a hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, you can always give them a gift card from Animal City. Our hours at Animal City are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday 9 to 6, Wednesday and Friday 9 to 7, and Sunday 1 to 5. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports here on WGNS. Independence lead 61-58. They have the ball. And Independence has to burn a timeout. They had nobody to pass to. We're going to take a break, come back, and update your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in a moment. 61-58, Independence with 50 seconds to go.
Nothing says Christmas like Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and the smell of evergreens has taken over our garden center. We have a wide variety of trees, wreaths, garland, ornaments, and garnishments to decorate your home for the season. Plus, we can flock your Christmas tree. Our homemade sorghum, honey, jams, and preserves make a great Christmas gift. Merry Christmas from everyone at Martin's Home and Garden.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality, protection, and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Independence to inbound. Down the near sideline, Wharton. Wharton to Miller. Any basket here would be huge. Three-point lead for Independence, 36 seconds.
And let 2 minutes time get off the clock without making a foul here.
Sims drives, kicks it back out to Perry. Perry, back to Miller. Only 27 seconds to go. Wharton, they got a foul, and now Gibbons fouls Sims, and I think maybe that's who Mike Wright desired to foul at that point. It is 1-1. Oakland trails by three. Deion Sims could put his team up by two possessions. Shot it. Got it. Sims with seven.
We're going to have come back and score quickly, then foul again, Brian, with a two-possession game here.
Siegel defeated Lebanon 64-51 tonight, by the way, on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Missed the second one. Oakland's got to go. Outlet pass to Epps. Epps looking down the floor. Epps in the corner to Gibbons for the three. It is no good. Crawls over the rim. Stanberry with the rebound. Put back off the glass. Won't go. 12 seconds. Tie. And it is going to be Oakland's basketball, but only 12 seconds. And an Oakland timeout, it would appear. We'll take it to 62-58. Oakland trails Independence on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Your friends at Bud's Tire Pros want to wish you a Merry Christmas this year. Stop in today for your holiday travel checkup at Bud's Tire Pros. They carry all the great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, and they can service your ride today. So visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstireprostn.com or call 896-8473. That's 896-TIRE. Because their business rotates around you. Bud's Tire Pros at 3600 Woodbury Pike.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland to inbound here on State Farm Prep Basketball, and it's Epps looking for someone. Foul line jumper. This one will not fall. And Independence with the rebound. Emmanuel Smith couldn't get it to fall here, and now Independence looks like they may come in here to Oakland and end that undefeated streak.
Well, it's a pretty impressive win, you know, to come into somebody's home turf, and they really, Vic Wharton really just drove them nuts tonight defensively, and he's out there kind of running everything, but he set up everything with just a little isolation plays, setting up, running off of picks.
Miller misses the first. He will have another. This would give them a five-point lead. And missed it. Rebound Oakland. Got to go. Oliver to Emmanuel Smith with 2 seconds. The three is up. Short, and that's it. Ball game as Independence defeats Oakland by a final of 62-58. 62-58 is the final here tonight. Independence defeats the Oakland Patriots, the first loss of the year for Oakland High School.